Micheline is going to give us a few words. I first met Micheline on a trip to Calais. She's a councillor in North London, so I really pleased to introduce Micheline from her.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say sorry because I'm late. This is my fourth speech this morning. And it wasn't easy to leave Parliament to come down here because transport is very difficult this afternoon. Adeba, can you hear me?
Yes.
But I'm going to warn you because I spoke twice in French. That means if you see me put French words, just understand. English is my fourth language. Forgive me for that. Yeah. Oh. My name is Micheline Ngongo, originally from Democratic Republic of Congo. I came to UK as a refugee. Until now, I was thinking I can become a British citizen because I had now a red passport. But I still feel, and people still remind me, you are still a refugee. Few years ago, I think in 2015, when we met our first trip to Calais, it was about those people that went to flee because of civil war. But today, we are saying again about climate change, refugees are welcome here. Right now, we do have our fellow human beings, our brothers, our sisters, our children, our grandchildren are dying in the Middle East. History is just going back. What are we doing? Wherever politicians in Europe, they are busy with Brexit, our fellow human beings are dying. It's not only Brexit matters. There is another layer of politics we need to look around. How many times people are standing in London to say, what can we do to save our continent? We are living this world, all of us together. Every single person has a duty to save what is going on about the climate. Politicians, they don't pay attention. They are paying attention to going to be the prime minister. When they are calling the general election, my constituents are going to vote again for me. Who is doing a good thing, who is not doing a bad thing? What's happening about our fellow human being? It's quiet. Even although the media is quiet about refugees, people matters. They are suffering. Right now, I don't know which kind of refugees I can help. Because I set up an organization where myself and Erika, we are trustees. We don't know who we can help and who we can't help. As Maurice, you said, there is not money. They can't speak the language. They are not allowed even to go to ESOL classes. How can we ask them to integrate in the country where you can't speak even the language? Wherever you want to go to learn the language, they said, no, you can't because we don't have any budget. Number two, if we don't have houses, it's because of you. Number three, if our NHS is in trouble, because of you. And we call ourselves 21st century. How are we treating one another? Last week, Wednesday, I was speaking in schools where I'm governor for. Try to make young people to understand. You are our future, and this matters. If you don't understand it today, when we will fail, you guys have to carry on to fight for this justice, equality, and unity. One of the young girls asked me, do you think one day we can be refugees? I said, maybe. I asked her, why do you say? Because they said that climate change, it may affect even UK. If it affects UK, meaning we're going to be refugees, as you are potential refugees as well. I never wish I'm going to leave my country. Meaning, even when we are in UK, we don't know what tomorrow can be predicted. If we are not treating those who seek our help and support well today, we're going to pay it back tomorrow. What I'm asking you this afternoon, I plead with you. After Brexit, we need to stand together to fight for refugees. Our fellow European Union citizen, I don't know sometimes if I can put them to become refugees or whatever I can say. I don't know. Because when they came, now they don't know which status they can talk to. They are coming again to seek help. The same way refugees are seeking help to their own cities. Please, can we stand and can we make a difference? Thank you very much.